The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon. How are we doing this fine Wednesday?
In this studio, we're doing so well. We're loving South Africa. We're enjoying our afternoon. How are you doing?
We are loving it here as well, rain included.
Fantastic. That is a blessing. So let's get to the Israel report. Relations between Israel and the Ukraine appear to be growing tense. This follows a controversial vote by Ukraine at the UN over the weekend. What is this backstory? Can you give us some context?
So let's unpack it. Over the weekend, there was a vote at the United Nations sponsored by the Palestinian representatives to push for Israel to be taken to the International Criminal Court of Justice at The Hague. And there was a large contingent that voted in favor of it, including South Africa, including both Russia and Ukraine. Now, the Ukrainian vote we are particularly upset about because this is a country that has been pressuring Israel for months now to supply it with air defense systems, despite Israel's very, very delicate and precarious position between Russia and Ukraine. And also because of the fact, as our defense minister said just last week, even if we could, we don't have the production ability to do that. Now, Israel will always help on humanitarian grounds wherever possible. This includes countries that we have no diplomatic ties with. But we do have diplomatic ties with Ukraine. We are cooperating on intelligence and various other areas with Ukraine, and especially now, that vote at the United Nations was kind of seen as a slap in the face. And I know that Ukraine does have a history of voting against Israel at the United Nations. Now, the next day, there was a vote put forward, a pro-Ukrainian vote at the United Nations. Israel abstained from voting just to send a message. And we have conflicting camps. We have an aide to President Zelensky, as well as other influential Ukrainians, horrified that their ambassador to the United Nations is voting against Israel. Yesterday, our foreign ministry summoned the Ukrainian ambassador, Yevgeny Kornichuk, who we know over the last couple of months or so has been quite vocally critical of Israel. He is known to be maybe a little less diplomatic. He was summoned in, and it was expressed to him that Israel is very, very unhappy or disappointed with Ukraine's vote on Saturday. And he came out of the meeting very angry and said he can say whatever they want. He also took aim at Israel for putting a cap on the amount of Ukrainians we have allowed into the country. Now, some of you might be aware, many Ukrainians are returning back to Ukraine, but it is this focus on Israel, not only just to supply air defense systems, but Israel being singled out again to be a country that must absorb as many people as possible. We have absorbed many, many Ukrainians, many of them not Jewish, but this is starting to result in a little bit of tension. And the ambassador went on to say, you know, we see Israel putting a cap on receiving Ukrainians as a, what did he call it? He's called it an unfriendly step.
Wow. This is a crazy story unfolding. And Israel's obviously expressed their disappointment strongly to this, this what's going on. How have they expressed that?
Well, you know, as I just said, the ambassador was summoned by the foreign ministry yesterday. He was given not as much as a dressing down, but our disappointment was expressed, and we abstained from a vote over the weekend that was in favor of Russia receiving payments from, I mean, Ukraine rather receiving payments from Russia, we abstained from that vote. So it was a very firm, you know, we are extremely displeased, especially when you are putting so much pressure on us to supply you with air defense systems.
Absolutely. And this obviously does affect future ties. What does this mean going forward?
Well, I think that either there is a lack of coordination with the Ukrainian government and its ambassador to the United Nations, or there is a lack of a concerted effort on behalf of their ambassador here. But we're going to have to see what happens when Netanyahu assumes the prime ministership, because it's likely that it will be him. He is said to have told President Zelensky that he will reconsider Israel's position on Ukraine. But, you know, like all things diplomacy related, we're going to have to see something from Ukraine as well. We do know that Zelensky's aide was very, very angry with the voting at the United Nations. He said, as Iran and Russia grow closer in ties, we need Israel as an ally.
Absolutely. And in Israel, the elections that happened, we've been sitting on the edge of our seats trying to see how this government is going to form. And apparently coalition negotiations are underway, and there have been a lot of reports in the news today. Can you maybe update us? What is the latest on that situation?
Well, yesterday we had the swearing in of the 25th Knesset. And despite the swearing in, it doesn't mean that a government is formed. It just means that the members of Knesset that have been elected have been sworn in. And yesterday, President Herzog had some very, very strong words of advice to stop the divisive discourse. But at the same time, we also have the horse trading that is continuing. And of course, Netanyahu, who has been tasked with the first shot of putting together a coalition government, he has until the 6th of December to make this happen, has been in meetings. So he was kind of told by the United States that, you know, for Israel's own good, not to put anybody from Otzma Yehudi, that's the national religious, in key positions like defense, like public security, which of course are the ministries that Otzma Yehudi, the national religious, want. Smotrich wants the defense ministry, Bezalel, I mean, Itamar Ben-Gvir wants the public security ministry. Now, Netanyahu met with Smotrich earlier today, and he was told in no uncertain terms, you will not be getting the defense ministry. And, you know, we are listening to the Americans on this. Smotrich was reported to have been furious, and meetings between Otzma Yehudi and Likud are reported to have been cancelled. Very intriguing. Later in the day, it was reported that the Likud representatives have met with representatives from Yesh Atid and the National Unity factions. These are the factions likely to go to the opposition. That's Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid's factions. And no sooner had word got out that they had met, they were very quick to say, well, at least from the Likud side, very quick to say, we are not talking about a national unity government. So if you read between the lines, the message is we're still talking, we haven't discussed a national unity government. And then just a short while ago, Netanyahu met with Shas leader Ariel Dery, and he wants the finance ministry. This is Dery demanding the finance ministry, and apparently this meeting also ended without any concrete decision. So Netanyahu, in a briefing to reporters, said, have a patience, please. With God's help, we'll establish a right-wing government. It's not going to come without some serious, serious fights.
It's absolutely fascinating. And I guess until the 6th of December, we're just going to have to keep watching the space to see how it all unfolds.
Absolutely.
The U.S. State Department have commented following yesterday's terror attack in Ariel. What have they said?
Well, they've expressed the fact that they're very concerned about what they see as the rise in violence in the West Bank. Now, it's not the first time we've heard from the State Department about this. As if you listened in yesterday, you would have known there was a terror attack yesterday that claimed the lives of three fathers. All three have been laid to rest, effectively leaving 11 children orphaned. And the US State Department have weighed in on that, expressing their concern. Now, we've heard from Ned Price. He is the spokesperson for the Department of State, as well as Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also over the weeks expressing their concern. But, you know, it doesn't help when they make announcements that the Department of Justice will be investigating the death of Shireen Abu Akleh, because that has been investigated, the findings have been made public, and from our perspective, certainly, all it does is it gives a tailwind to terrorists.
Absolutely. And Prime Minister Lapid also addressed the proposed investigation by the FBI into the death of the journalist who you mentioned, Shireen Abu Akleh. What did he say?
Well, Lapid yesterday, addressing the Knesset for his final time, said that there is no way that Israel will be allowing our soldiers from the IDF to be investigated by the FBI or any foreign country. He says, we will not abandon them to investigations. And Israel made its strong protest to the United States about this issue very well known. Yesterday, Benny Gantz, the defense minister, said that it is a grave mistake of the FBI to even want to enter into these kinds of investigations. This is an internal Israeli issue, and as far as Israel's concerned, we will not be cooperating.
Wow, sure. Thank you for updating us every day on the Israel report, and that was Rolene Marks. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.